This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. A Washington State Supreme Court decision could mean a legal victory for Native communities in terms of child welfare cases. Washington Supreme Court ruled that state courts must use a broad interpretation when determining whether children who face removal from their parents have Native heritage. The decision also says that a tribe has the exclusive role to determine who is a member, not states. Justice Raquel Montoya Lewis wrote the unanimous decision that says, quote, "We hold that a trial court has reason to know that a child is an Indian child when a participant in the proceedings indicates that the child has tribal heritage." The decision goes on to say, quote, "We respect that the tribe determines membership exclusively, and state courts cannot establish who is or is not eligible for tribal membership on their own." The ruling overturns a lower court and court of appeals decision involving a child custody case when two young boys were removed from their home. According to the police report, the removal was out of concerns of neglect or unsanitary living conditions. The father grew up on the Umatilla Indian Reservation, and the mother was eligible for membership with the Klowok Cooperative Association, a tribe in southeast Alaska. And both parents told the court about their heritage. But the judge ruled that there wasn't enough reason to know that the children were Native under the law. The judge said the federal and Washington state versions of the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, didn't apply. The state Supreme Court decision essentially ruled that the lower courts had enough reason to know when both parents said they had heritage. The boys spent a year in foster care before being placed with their grandmother in May 2019. They continue to live with her today. For KNBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.